Madre, me dio un jefe ese. Unjani mere mche. Thank you.
Morning, everybody.
Morning, Mr. Sandy.
Morning, all.
Morning. Good morning, honorable members.
Morning, Chair. Are you feeling better, Jay?
In a way, I'm not 100%. I may not finish, I'm not 100%. Mazuku to the agenda. Morning, everyone. Mazuku to the agenda. Honorable members, I'm on my sixth day of my sick leave. I've been given 7 days. So by tomorrow I must go and went to a reviewer to my daughter. Unfortunately, I'm not caught by a notorious disease, but I'm having the severe symptoms. But I'm getting the cutting off bones, TV. So sometimes I'm fine, sometimes I'm not. So I'll try and see if I do get that I'm not, I will please restore me to leave the meeting. Taking this opportunity to welcome all the members and our visitors, hoping that our visitors
note our objection that the minister must come and account. We're not accepting his apology.
the person? Yeah, I would like us to reduce this meeting to discussing the apology of the minister. We always accept the minister's apology because the reasons are genuine. The minister is a member of the executive appointed by the president. And when the president employs him, he can't refuse. I think we must get our priorities clear. And we are not rejecting the apology of the minister. But the minister has been cautious enough to give us an apology. And we accept it. We never expected any apology from anyone from this committee. So we accept the apology and we continue. What we are waiting, we can't equate the issue of the minister and the facilitator. They are not equal and they are not occupying the same space. The apology of the minister is understandable, legitimate, and we can't reject it. Yes, we can say the chairperson can raise a concern with the minister that the committee is missing him. And some of the issues, as you know, chairperson, we can write to the minister and then the minister to respond. It doesn't mean that we must only engage with him face to face. We can as well write for the minister to respond or write, send questions to him for him to respond. But to say we reject his apology, I don't agree with that. I will support Honorable Malumani that we accept the apology and we move on.
Can you note our concern and can you note that we don't accept his apology because he must put this committee first as a priority and he must come and account. He must account not via social media, not via Facebook, not via any media. He must come and account to this committee. Can that be noted? And we don't need mediators or spokespersons here in this committee. We must be united in doing our oversight work. Thank you.
Honorable members, I do hear all, but I'm suspecting you are all aware that we're still in stage one. We're seeing that people are still dying with COVID-19. I'm suspecting you still want strategies of how can you get away with COVID-19. And today, ministers who have been picked by president are sitting in the national command. So I'm also one of those members of this committee, not being the chairperson, thinking that ministers cannot come to the committee once the president called them to come and strategize for an epidemic. So I'm saying with this task, it's a task of the nation. When he's here, he's presenting his committee. So I'm suspecting this we all want that we must try to find how can you get rid of this epidemic, because now this level one, people they are thinking that it's over. I cannot say once Dr. Mkhize and the family are accepted and make a big issue, but it's an issue because it doesn't have status. Everybody, even those who use what you were preaching that you must use, it's a very, very horrible disease. I'm thinking that in the subcommittee, I will always think that sometimes Honorable Mafu does come when Minister is there. So with the National Command, I'm seeing that almost ministers are being called there. With this one, I'm suspecting we need to accept that no minister can say, President, I'm having commitment, I can't come to a command center. I do understand according to that. But honorable members, what do you say about this thing? I'm not going to start the meeting today.
Chairperson, Honorable Father. Chairperson, Honorable Sembong Songo is also on the DA Command Center, but he's here. So, to be quite honest, you know what, I understand there's a cabinet with this cabinet meeting, etc. And we are sitting on level one at the moment. Not that level one is less important than level two or three, etc.
is having interest and he would want to take the elections to a particular direction. Already the voting process, as we listen to the presentation, is not adhered to. The agenda publicized, there was a legal opinion that is not in line with the Constitution. Now, if there is a disregard for the Constitution, I mean, we are not a banana republic, and SASCOC is not for board members. SASCOC is for the people of South Africa. And whatever they do, they must not do it in their... If the Constitution is already compromised, what legal basis do they have to go to an AGM? And what is it that they are going to use?